Voice News, the Global Link.
Laos condemns continued human rights violations by police. Former energy minister warns power shortages could cripple the economy. And Sudan's army denies bombing convoy taking aid to famine hit area. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, has expressed concern over what it termed as disregard of citizens' human rights by law enforcement agencies, particularly the Zambia Police Service, in the manner suspects are treated while in custody. The association has also expressed concern about the continued detention of accused individuals in police cells for extended periods without being presented before a court, despite the offences being bondable. In a statement issued to RTV News until proven guilty, it is our firm belief that while the police have a crucial role in maintaining law and order by apprehending and bringing people suspected of breaking the law, this must be done within the confines of the law to uphold the constitutional rights of suspects, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu has further condemned the act of mob justice following the circulation of a video on social media depicting a young man identified as Enoch Simfukwe tied with ropes after allegedly been caught stealing at Munyama Farms. Mr. Zulu highlighted that the video shows the suspect in a distressed condition after purportedly being manhandled by the people who apprehended him. The police, through a statement dated 19th August 2025, confirmed that they were investigating the death of a 22-year-old Simfukwe who was apprehended on 16th August 2025 at Munyama Farms, said Mr. Zulu. He has further cautioned the public against taking the law into their own hands and urged citizens to hand over suspected criminals to the police. The Lusaka City Council LCC has demolished additional illegal structures in a coordinated night operation along Mosi Otunia Road and Tokyo Way. The latest enforcement exercise conducted by council police in collaboration with state police between 18 hours and 23 hours yesterday saw the removal of 8 illegal mobile money booths along Mosi Otunia Road and 1 makeshift structure along Tokyo Way. This follows a similar operation on Sunday, August 17, during which 34 illegal makeshift structures were dismantled in the same area, including a car wash located near High Life off Ring Road, Tokyo Way. In a statement issued to RTV News today, Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba confirmed that several warnings and enforcement notices had been issued to the structure owners prior to the demolitions. However, the directives were not heeded, prompting the local authority to take decisive action to restore order and ensure that business activities in the area are conducted lawfully, said Mr. Bulumba. Mr. Bulumba further said that the council is intensifying its monitoring, inspections and surveillance efforts to curb all forms of illegal construction across Lusaka in line with the Regional and Urban Planning Act No. 3 of 2015. He has since encouraged residents to report any unauthorized structures in their communities to support swift enforcement action.
The Lusaka City Council, working in conjunction with the state police, conducted a night operation yesterday, demolishing 8 illegal mobile money boats along Mosi Otunia Road and one makeshift structure along, you know, Tokyo Way. This follows a similar, you know, operation that we conducted on Sunday, 17th August, where 34 illegal makeshift structures were, you know, dismantled. And, you know, despite issuing warnings and enforcement notices to, you know, traders, they then refused to comply with the directive, leaving us, you know, with no option but to simply move in and, you know, correct the situation.
Former Energy Minister Yamfa Mukanga has warned that the ongoing power shortages in the country pose a serious threat to the national economy. This follows an announcement by ZESCO Limited that beginning 17th August 2025, electricity supply will be reduced to 5 hours a day due to maintenance work at Mamba Collieries. Speaking in an interview with RTV News today, Mr. Mukanga attributed the persistent power deficit to excessive electricity exports, which, if not stopped, could severely impact businesses that rely heavily on electricity to operate. We cannot develop the economy or the industry if the country continue to experience erratic power supply, said Mr. Mukanga. Mr. Mukanga further suggested that government may have entered into power export agreements that do not serve the best interest of Zambians, contributing to the worsening shortage. He further urged government to review these contracts if they exist to ensure that Zambians have access to adequate and reliable electricity.
So it's important that, you know, firstly, the people of Zambia need to have the benefit. The reason I suspect as to why we are having all these challenges now is that we have signed contracts of exporting which are not in the interest of the Zambian people. So our head government to revisit those contracts and ensure that whatever contracts they sign in terms of energy should be able to benefit the people of Zambia. We cannot develop the economy or the industry if we do not have enough energy.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Busongo Youth Enterprises Limited and Thinker Generation Limited from participating in public procurement for 1 year after it was discovered the companies submitted falsified documentation during bidding processes. The suspension of Busongo Youth Enterprises Limited was in relation to a tender for the construction of a police post worth 1,011,499 kwacha, 12 ngwe, and the suspension of Thinker Generation Limited was in relation to a tender for the construction of a 1x3 classroom block at New Kasaka Primary School in Mazabuka Central Constituency. According to a statement issued to RCB News in Lusaka today, ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Inutu Mushambatwa said Busongo Youth Enterprises Limited, which was declared the best evaluated bidder, submitted documents including a tax clearance certificate, National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA compliance certificate, and Workers' Compensation Fund Control Board certificate issued in the names of other companies. Ms. Mushambatwa said the authority also instituted an investigation on the alleged submission of a Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA tax clearance certificate that was not genuine by Thinker Generation Limited following a complaint from Mazabuka Municipal Council that it was issued under the name Busongo Youth Enterprises Limited. She said the submission of false information violates Section 96B of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by Act No. 17 of 2023, and that the Act mandates suspension for any bidder or supplier found to have provided false documentation during procurement processes. Ms. Mushambatwa said the authority has since suspended Busongo Youth Enterprises Limited and Thinker Generation Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year with effect from 8th August 2025, and further advised that the suspension does not in any way limit the two companies from performing outstanding contracts that were entered into before 8th August 2025.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Busongo Youth Enterprises Limited and Thinker Generation Limited from participating in public procurement for submitting documentation that was not genuine in their respective bids. The suspension of Busongo Youth Enterprises was in relation to a tender for the construction of a police post, and the suspension of Thinker Generation Limited was in relation to a tender for the construction of a 1x3 classroom block at the New Kasaka Primary School in Mazabuka Central Constituency.
In African news, Sudan's army has denied bombing a World Food Programme WFP convoy taking aid to a famine hit area in the country's Darfur region. The paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, had blamed the army for Wednesday's airstrike in the town of Melit, which is under RSF control. The WFP did not give many details of the attack, but said three lorries in the 16-vehicle convoy were damaged and caught fire. All staff traveling in the convoy were safe, it added. Coming up shortly, Russia launches fresh wave of strikes on western Ukraine. This and more, stay tuned.